Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Your energy, brother Wilson. What's going on, guys? A lot that's happening right now. You have the state program that is being put in place by Elon Musk. He's building, he's working hard, despite the foes and the conditions of whatever monetary things he's facing, according to the media. He's building, he's working, he's creating, he's putting stuff out there, all right? His family bloodline. Alright? When I first saw him, I said, he's a reptilian. I already knew he was a reptilian when I first saw him. And then on that day, he announced that he was a 3,000-year-old reptilian vampire. And Twitter took it down. And Elon Musk goes in, and I don't know what he said. Twitter put it right back up. Elon Musk is the leader of the vampires, is the leader of the reptilians right now. All right? Elon Musk is the leader of the reptilians right now. So people ask me, and I tell them, that's their leader. All right? And he answers to no one. All right? He does whatever he wants to do. All right? And I can only lead you in the right direction by being a leader. I am a 10-year-old and I'm not dragged. All right? I'm a 10,000-year-old and I'm not dragged. All right? And I have many different positions that I have gained in my lifetimes. All right? This is why I show you all the way of the darkness, because the way of the darkness is where we're supposed to be. Them being Elon Musk, being reptilian vampires, and they're also draconian vampires as well. They depend on certain amounts of melanin on this realm to keep them alive. They've always depended on the bodies of different individuals wherever planet they have gone to. Alright? I remember Musk's father and the atrocity that he did. The MBS and the MBS and atrocities that he did in MBS and Galaxy, and how he went and toured through the entire planet and realms, and I mean, they've done a lot of damage. Alright? Things are some mean stuff, that's what I tell you. Alright? That might be fear to them, is that we're kind of know how to do things in a different way. But understand that their leaders are taking them in a different route. Alright? When you talk about cryptocurrency, they're right there doing cryptocurrency. They allow people to put out energies into their cryptocurrency. Okay? When you talk about crypto means getting a secret. So when you say cryptocurrency, you're talking about a secret energy, a hidden energy. All right? This is what they are moving towards. All right? So like I said, crypto means hidden or secret. So currency, current is energy. So it's a hidden energy or a secret energy. And I'm still going into that system to find out what is the pulsating vibration for that energy. Even though it's a vibrational system, there is a pulsating energy or pulsation vibration for that type of energy, or cryptocurrency. All right. These are different parameters that these sections are going through, and they are embarking upon as they move closer to their goal. All right? Each in the direction of the ways of the ancestors and powers, darkness, power, powers. That's the only way I can lead you. There's no other way to lead you. I'm not leading you into getting me and getting things to try to glorify yourself. bad or what else, you know, I would not go that route. I don't travel that route. But the route that I do travel, like it's a long route. It's a lonely road. Diving into the darkness, putting yourself in meditation. For the thousand people around me to feel powerful, to want to be powerful. Elon Musk is the leader of the reptilians at this present moment. Right? He is the reptilian leader at the present moment. Like we say, he does not answer to anyone. Everyone answers to him. Like I was telling the brother last night, he said, well, you know, he bought Twitter. I said, no, he didn't buy Twitter. He acquired Twitter. Right? He took it. Right? So the key point is for us to understand that their leaders are right there in your faces. All right? Jeff Bezos, Draconian Vampire. Come on now. They're right there in your face. And you need to understand that they will make themselves here powerful by putting a monetary value upon their own heads. Oh, he's worth it. He's a billionaire. He's a trillionaire. He's this. He's that. He's this. He's that. When in reality, billionaires and trillionaires don't exist. They tell you how low their vibrations are. Right? They want to tell you how diabolical they are. See, you got to understand the diabolical acts that they do are geared all around killing, destroying, torturing, murdering. All right? That's what it's all around. So you have to understand that we're supposed to be on a completely different area, a completely different avenue. That's why I hate to see sisters going to this whole thing, wanting to be a part of the system, you know, basketball and football and music and acting and all this shit here. I hate when they get into that mold that it's a strange energy that is there, and it's a pure energy. It's a devouring energy that's designed to literally subdue your everything. All right. So, but just to let you know, their leaders are right there. Joe Biden is not their leader. The Pope is not their leaders. You're talking about Rothschilds and all. The Rothschilds are not their leaders. They're just pawns. All right? They're pawns. Their leaders are not showing up. Jeff Bezos. Oh, yeah, he's got Amazon. Yeah, Elon Musk. He's the Smith guy. All right? I said before, how do you think the reptilian draconians got here? The counterparts. They came here through vessels. All right? They came here through vessels. So you might be misunderstanding. I saw, I was watching a video of Mama and when he was a little boy. And I'm looking at the video and they showed pictures of him. And these pictures were damn near black and white. I'm like, what the fuck? And I looked into his spirit through a picture, and I remember his father and all the damage that his father had did across the cosmos, especially in the Kappa and the Zeta universes. They did a lot of fucking damage in those universes. All right, so we were talking, you know, some shit that is taking place. His father is about as old as I am. And yes, we fought. And his father is one who will always retreat in the time of when he's finally faced with defeat, he will retreat in order to not be defeated. All right, he will retreat. He will make sure that he and his squads will get the hell out of Dodge, so that they will not be defeated. All right, I know who they are. All right, and I know they don't have any power. When you talk about these reptilian vampires, some of these draconian vampires and reptilian and draconians, their counterparts, these are some of the biggest thieves you ever want to meet. All right? These are some of the biggest thieves you ever want to meet. And everything that they get, they steal. All right? They steal everything that they get. They take it right from under beings. But first, before they take it, they have to use some type of spell or spiritual manner in order to acquire a realm. So when that brother did that, he said the undesirables, the reptilians, come on now. We know what happened. And while my brothers and I were fighting in space, in this galaxy, trying to make sure we still have our galaxy, they came down. We came down. We fought. I've told you all before, these beings, we were fighting. We were fighting. I remember putting out energy, making shit happen. It was a tiresome fight. I remember us fighting. And millions and millions and millions of clones. And we had never seen anything like this real clone war that took place. That they talk about in the movie Star Wars. They say Star Wars, the Clone Wars. This is the real clone wars that took place right here on this realm, right here on our planet. And they fought us hard. And then they found the source of our energy, the source of our power. But those clones were designed to kill. Those clones designed to have no remorse. Those clones were designed to target us and only us, to make sure that we were subdued. Now I ask you the question. I ask you the question now. Has anything changed among those clones? Has anything changed? No, nothing's changed. They're still the same beings that we dealt with some 450 calendar years ago when we were fighting these right here on this realm. So much damage was taken. The probabilities of life had become slim. You had those of our people who were not fighters, who were just trying to live. Yes. And we fought. And we fought hard. And we fought well. But what did they have to do? They cheated. And they came here with stolen equipment. And they fought against us. Brothers and sisters, I'm just giving you information so that you understand what you're dealing with. Because these bastards are not going to give up. No matter how much power you possess, no matter how powerful you become in the ways of nature, these bastards are not giving up. Alright? I'm going to keep you guys a little bit. All power to the multi-chakra celestial and other beings may chaos for forever. Remember, chaos.
baggy pants, y'all.
I'm gonna go get some more of that.
you all. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is Motivational Classroom, and as you guys know, I am your host, Haru the Oracle. It's going to be exciting today, guys. The energy of this moment, right? The energy of this moment is amazing. Balance, right? For this move, guys, I want to just propose a challenge, you know, for us. And that challenge is, you know, however we use our magi, right? Why not attempt to use it in balance, right? We all got to start somewhere, right? So why not attempt to use our magi in balance? That's just a message for the collective. It's been on my heart to say, right? So Motivational Classroom is going to be Bobby Hemmett. Many of you guys know that I love Bobby Hemmett. So he left a lot of gems for us, you know what I mean? So without further ado, guys, I'm just going to jump right into it, guys. This is Bobby Hemmett, and he is speaking on ancient metaphysics, all right? Ancient metaphysics. So let's hear what Bobby you know, let's hear what Bobby has to say about that, guys, and I'll be back to close out and discuss, of course, right?
What else is going on? You need to get the microphone. Hell, I should have done this in the bathroom, too. Hold on 1 minute. I need to get the microphone because there's something on mine I don't want to forget. Yeah, here it is. We have 92 new entities that came through. You hold that there, like, you know, like Jerome. I play Jerome. Y'all remember Jerome? And stuff. Put on my breastplate. These pieces that came from England and scared the shit out of people, especially the middle piece. Which white person, I had to get to order this middle piece. The Sabaki go to the bottom of it. He got to order for me. So I had to South Carolina. They get some in South Carolina. She didn't know nothing about it. The black people wasn't supposed to receive these. And so she gave it to them because she liked them or whatever the deal is. So was able to get it that way. It's been a conversation for a long time.
Why are these so bad? Do I look like this?
I used Kayak to book our conversation on our trip instead of during our trip.
I want to
you book the site of the travel site to Kayak.
I want to put it up my ass, guys. I know how the fuck it is. Anything fucking
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, too. And so, is we're beyond the trying to take people into these particular systems. We can't go around. I mean, we've been up and running close to a good 15 years or more from history, and I'm considered a pioneer in the physical. So that's because just Dr. Dale, because we have to, we just start people. We have to, fortunately, I have over 200,000 all of this kidney information. That is all over the country.
Paulo by Canazari, by Raul Canazari.
Aries. Baba Raul Cartanazari on the the book on Paulo. I'm able to get that book just translated and come out in December of 2002. So we want to start off with those. That's the only, those are the only ones that's not the aspect of what's the name of the book? The book on ancient deities. So let's get some juice up, and we're going to start with Apollo, and we're going to actually go into some things, you know, if it will work. I have an up-and-coming oracle of the Western host, which I think is very fluid. For the people that want to consult the oracle, we got an up-and-coming system. We have about four or five oracles, but most of them are busy. Most of them, you know, are busy doing what they do to survive. This sister happens to be young enough at this particular time that she is she's in the process of going into the music business. And it's not like a pipe dream. She's actually had the contact and the science and all that type of stuff. But in the meanwhile, she's 29 years old. And she is what I would call a folk issues. You see, black, not woman, but black man and black woman over 30 got fucking issues. You know, so.
Some families you're born to, some find each other instead, over wags and walks.
See, is before the issues can go in there and cloud up the doggone path. Cloud up the path and stuff like that. So as a result, this particular group is pretty down. Like, I'm going to give you a taste of her oracles, her channels. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave the phone by, and you can call her and get the readings that you need. Get the readings that you need. You know, for the going rate for all psychics, you know, I must say now, she's backed up by some pretty decent entities at that work, so we don't want you to call and get the reading and say, I ain't gonna pay this motherfucker, because the sun will move on your ass, booming style. Take care of that shit. Don't go around and get Negro and don't want to pay. And I have to put that disclaimer, I have to put that warning. Because the simple fact that this is happened to the other sisters that came out to do readings and stuff, you know, to do the readings. Because Negroes are stupid enough to think that sometimes what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. And some mothers, if they wanted to hear something and the reading come out that way, they get pissed off, you know, and they don't want to, you know, and then don't want to deal with stuff. So. If you pick up the phone and ring the damn phone, then hook the damn sister up, because we're going to have some fun, because we got to take fucking leave. So we're going to have some fun bringing your ass up and doing some real shit with you. That's right. If you want to put that on the tape, you know what I'm saying? You know, because you're really not getting, because it's really not her. I'm not talking about the sister. You are you're consulting entities on the other side. So if you want to go ahead up with Zara Banda, or you want to go ahead up with some of these particular entities and stuff, then that's on you. You know what I'm saying? And we can have some fun seeing how they help you up in a thousand ways and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have ha, ha, ha. You know, and then you will be hollering, hum, ba, 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 be, y'all. So we're going to give out this sister's name and her number. I'll give out the name and the number so you can start calling and getting some stuff, and I'll tell you what I mean by that as far as, you know, and also, and one thing we must prepare people for readings. Don't ask nobody shit that you already know. You know what I'm saying? You're wasting time. You're wasting the God's time. They get offended by it. You're coming up in there asking them some shit that you already know. You know, like that and all. But, you know, this, but we're gonna give out that particular information. All right, then, let's do this. Let's give them their juice now before I get to going and get the juice up in here. We always do this with Ulysses Palo Viejo, which you can only get in New York and New Jersey and Chicago. and stuff like that, you know, and all, you know. But you can, this is pretty good stuff for them and all, you know, and all, you know. And I, but might I add, they didn't drink all this, you know, so we want to deal with that. I want to say for the people that's just coming the first time, just remember, knowledge is supposed to be strange. Always look for the strange in the bizarre. Knowledge is supposed to be strange. It's supposed to challenge and also to confirm what you already know. What you already know should be knowledge. That's just data. You know, we always want to deal with that. Deal with that. That so, therefore, always keep an open mind and different things of what we deal with. People are seeing, but pretty much that's very rare this particular time. So let's get to that particular. And what I'll do is I'll use this cup right here. I'll drink all that of it. A little bit of that won't hurt. Give them a little bit of this. You see right now that everybody at this particular time need to build some type of altar in your house. It don't no more than a corner. You need some type of altar. You know, run around bare naked, which means a lot of energy that's coming to you can be pushed out through your heart and your home. And by you not having that particular altar, what happens is you get is one of that particular energies, some of the negative energies. Even real powerful positive energies need to be filtered out through the oracle or through your particular altar and stuff on a time release basis because it's a lot of energy. Gradually grow to the level. And open up to the level to be accepted to that particular energy. But at this particular time, everybody should be rolling with some type of altar. You know what I'm saying? In your house. And the worst thing you can do is not altar up in your house, number one, what somebody might think, number two, based on the cosmetics of the house. You know, some people say, you know, they on the cosmetics of their house, the way they got their house. That's the neat thing to put an altar. So you're taking time over spirit. You see, so that's the worst thing you can do. But at this particular time, everyone should be rolling with some type of altar in your home, some type of altar in your automobile. Why? Automobile is the danger of the planet. They got people get killed in automobiles every 5 seconds. Every five seconds, somebody gets killed in an automobile. To be on a fucking plane. So at least need a couple altar in your car. It's very good to spit away in your car. I know what and I talked about some of the video. You just spit in one four way $6,000. I had no insurance. None. 4 years almost. I'm not concerned to tell you. Is basically more powerful than office. What comes from inside out? That means it's coming from your personal energy, comes from the personal market, in your mind. So you see that outside of initial energies, the initial entities and the initial or whatever, who went to way you put your and you put on your personal and make so it gives you it out of other people in their office but not when the heart can look and actually locate you based on how that's called creativity. You know what I'm saying? So that's the key that you want to do. So let's pull these libations. I'm going to get you a lot of this particular information and teaching. And I'm going to start from square one, deal with something, but I still have to give the heart of it. Because everything is happening, and you need to be on top of what's going down. I just got some confirmation. What do with the government? I said, we got some confirmation just today on another. Verifying, and I'm happy about this, about the soldiers. They can't even get blood. Soldiers from Iraq. And in ways and stuff like that, that means that the army is actually working. So I just pulled them a little bit. We're going to get all connected. The elixirs, and I think I'm going to say that last time at the football. One brother played pro football, and you know anybody that played. You know what I'm saying? All of this the elixir we mixed up, and the brother, it was similar to heal everything. So we have just about any kind of way that you want to do things, that you want to deal with things, this particular time. So I want people to try to go on the internet and get. I used to sell them. That's when I had my hookup at Kinko's. You know how that is. Brother got hooked up, but he. But I can't stay at Kinko's forever. So they leave. Other motherfuckers get more. This is called the occult technology. Still probably can get some here because I left some behind. This is the occult technology. This is the Illuminati handbook. But for what I hear, the occult technology of power, which is their particular handbook, you probably can go on the internet and download it now. No technology. There's an orange and blue book you got called 48 Laws of Power. What's that book? 48 Laws of Power. They, some of them, yeah, that orange and blue book. I mean, there, who's the author? But 48, what's it? 48 Laws of Power. They based some of their strategies of how to get power in society from this book, because this is the hands of the people who run the society. So that's pretty clever. If you think you're going to put out a book for people to get power, then it's best to base it off the people that you're going to have to be dealing with. So this is the occult technology of power, which is the Illuminati people that run the world's handbook. But I heard you can download this off of the internet now. And this one, down on the internet, I'm able to get this particular book because the person who was on the Secret Society died, and his family member does not know who he was. Turned it into the bookstore, and I just so happened to be in the bookstore. The box came in, the wife let me look at stuff, and I knew what safely they would have probably grabbed it. And so basically, I stole it. And able to steal it and stuff like that, and all, you know, and retrieve the shit. So that's how I get it and stuff, you know. But that's the, we'll be dealing with some stuff with that particular aspect, because all this stuff is clear right now that the Illuminati and the New World Order is alive and well. But as far as the history of them, You need to know what their thinking is. What is the mindset of these people? And this particular book goes step by step on how they rule the universities, how Republican and Democrat, right and left, is produced by them. They go into stories like, we were left, and when the left want to give out too much money, the bleeding heart, you know, the bleeding heart left want to give out too much money to the downtrodden, to the social programs of the humanity. We can always count on the right conservative wing, you see, to knock them down and freeze up the money. But they also say the conservative wing want to get too rich beyond what we want them to be. You know what I'm saying? We can always count on the right to come in and bust them by pointing fingers at them. So in so many words, this is all encouraged by the Illuminati. So any fool is idiotic enough at this particular time to think that Bush and Clinton are two different people, you see what I'm saying, are mistaken. I think that you're in a certain party. And any black person now is running in a certain party, you best believe they're government agents. You see what I'm saying? Like your boy Al Sharpton. You know what I'm saying? Biggest government agent there is, taking, you know, which will be your next Jesse Jackson. Anybody running in a damn party. You see what I'm saying? When they killed Ron Brown, you knew that gig was up. But I want to still tell people to revisit this. Some people have it. You can download it off the, internet. If not, I made a manuscript of it back in 99 or 2000. And so therefore, we still have it, and we'll get the brothers to say it or whatever. How do we do that now? Okay, let's fit the room and let's get this thing going. We got a lot of new entities and all. All right. Spit your arm. And you can do this at home. You know. You can do this at home. It's like Dr. Africa got on the phone. He was, last time he spoke with Brother Shabazz, he got on the phone and asked me, you still drinking? And I'm like, they still making liquor? Well, you know about the liver and all this kind of thing. I'm like, look, man, come on. First of all, what I do is spiritual. Where I hit it is spiritual. You know what I'm saying? I don't deal with a particular aspect. I said, man, believe me, we can bet. You might be holding me, but I'll outlive you. You know what I'm saying? I'll outlive you. You see what I'm saying? So, because I deal on the spiritual realm. So I'm never sick. I have never been sick in my life other than a head cold. And even though I've picked up weight over the years, I'm never sick. So I'm the one that can say, God damn it, I can outlive you. Because it's a spiritual thing. My mother was a person that was never sick. You see what I'm saying? And they are never sick because of their mind. And 98% of what brings on the people's ailment is a fucked up mind. That's the mystery to this shit. Is a fucked up mind. And you might tell yourself, I'm all right. No, you really need to check yourself if things are breaking down and you're always sick. You see what I'm saying? Now, I had a grandmother, mean as shit. My grandmama slept with her goddamn fist balled up. She's a damn disciplinarian. She had a sister across the street was happy-go-lucky. Of course, she kind of went crazy when she was young, so. She was happy-go-lucky, you know what I'm saying? Real happy. But anyway, there was a difference between them as far as the health. Her grandmother was always sick. You see what I'm saying? That's because her mind, she wouldn't let go shit. You know, all the pathologies. You know, all the obsessive compulsive disorders. You see, wouldn't let things go. So as a result, she was always sick. My mother, on the other hand, never worried about shit. You know what I'm saying? And she never really was big on money. There's a jump there, I guarantee you. There's a link between your love of money and disease. Guaranteed. You know, outside of surviving, You know, so, you know, and I know that's a hard one, but you got to balance it off. You know what I'm saying? The greed. You know, the greed. If it's not a greed, my grandmother was a miser. The richest woman in damn near South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? But she was a miser. You know, like I said, I grew up in class and all, you know, and going to the bank was to break up in her room the right way when she was teaching school and try to hit the money bras she used to have. You know, you get that money, good bra, you get paid. Anyway, there was a link between the way you think more than the diet. Because they got vegetarians not coming down with fucking cancer. One reason why they're coming down with cancer is because they spend 98% of their time occupied, preoccupied, in what is going to kill them, and they send those messages to the brain. You know what I'm saying? I told you about my brother. That motherfucker eats twigs and air now. Twigs and fucking air. And if a nigga eats some rice, you have to take it to the hospital. Because he's programmed his mind that it's going to be sick. This nigga used to lick ketchup off the fucking pavement. I love the process of death. You know what I'm saying? So it's the middle pillar, which we'll do it all day. The middle pillar. Staff of Tahuti, and you see, it's the middle pillar. You have to balance the two branches. It's like a table. What my brother did was he went from one extreme to other. He went from this extreme to this extreme. That's not balance. That means he's still extreme, so in actuality, he's made a complete circle. You see, you have to balance out the middle part. That's the key. You see, so therefore, if he eats a slip of piece of rice up in his kid, he's going to go to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? That's because you get a lot of people, they focus so much on that. You see what I'm saying?
Anything since
since April. That's what it is. Damn, man, you know, outside of killing, what you want us to do? Now, that's what we're in this. Let me go on. I want to get in and make juice. All right. I'll take me a little sip of the thing because I want to be with them. You know what I'm saying? Now, remember, now, this is the only thing about this. I couldn't bring to do none of this type of stuff, you know, before 2000. And I just said, badly, you know, it's a spiritual thing. All right, let's deal with this. So you know it's real. What about okay, let's get some Negro. My friends are the great brother. All right, now we got to do once you get to the planet, I'll explain all this to you. Thank you.
Creating the system, but when it comes to keeping up with it, that's when I'm good, you know? Like, that's what I love with the Container Store. I came in here, they did the measurements, they
we'll
helped
to call
me.
Container Store in another year to say, can you guys spruce this up again?
I don't think
no,
so.
Yeah.
I, no.
Never know.
What? They don't need to spruce that because we're going to keep up with it. Any recommendations on how I can kick Stevie out of his closet and convince him that he really doesn't need a closet? In fact, he doesn't really need clothes. I mean, the t-shirts and things that he has is fine. I think he can live off of that forever. Oh, in his little drawer. Whatever.
Ocean, the fragrance by Prada.
Hey, okay, moving right along. Like it is, we need to align ourselves with stuff that works at this time. I would say, well, look, this gonna have to be. Look like I'm gonna have to do this. Okay, I would say personally. You want to align yourself with entities that have been saturated. In that particular case, it would be your entity. I would say Palo Monroe is not been saturated. And the reason why I say them is because too good with the year of them. The year of them don't get too long a good for them. That's just the way it is. Priest of Eve part is you don't want the many spirits. So if one is working for you, fine, but very powerful ones at this particular time. These, you know, so but we will give you the lineup if you want to deal, we want to give you the lineup with also the ones that started coming from 2001. On into, I guess, last week. And it's up to 92 of these particular entities. So I'll go around another planet, and we can give those particular ones. But right now, we're going through a particular hard copy. A hard copy at this particular time. Like I said, this is very important because we also need to log in this information on where we're aligning up. So we're going to give this brief hard copy, then we're going to go into... like I said before we go into the esoteric stuff, we need to find out about falls and the different things of what we got, how we got in this particular information, got in this particular situation. Therefore, you can really deal with your situation with the right. And so many words, it's not the evil thing that you deal with in religion. It has nothing to do with that. You want to deal with energies that have the power to deal with things other than ones that have been used on for thousands and thousands of years. Those particular entities are what is, I got to break down, I'm going to break this thing down for today based on the pronouns. We have this. This is most important that you get. What is around me is rising, and what is the way that is deteriorating. People around is deteriorating, and they're going dormant. Therefore, you can understand the realm of rises. So we want to focus on that. So you can have some mind training. When you're dealing with things and you, if things don't work, you can understand why. You see how the way it is best for these things to work because of the simple fact that so few people are conscious. We conscious people, especially you having a war with people in your circle, they will have of consciousness. So as a result, I think the consciousness is rising. Consciousness is dead. Yeah, we done lost 5 years ago. So in that particular place, what you want to do is because you are the one in this particular time right now, most of us will work for you. We'll work for you. Like I said, one of them. So calling him God. So we know. I want him, God, to hook me up with a nice big ass house. And that way, once I get my big house, I won't have to worry about this and I can spend more time doing the math. I'm like, no, fuck that. Ain't no way in hell a God is going to be sleep for a damn near 10 years. And this God rises up so he takes back the planet and have you to be a part of that to give you a fucking house. No way in hell, you know what I'm saying? This is a top mentality. We're not talking about being, this is not a course of food for life. You understand what I mean? This is a course to tell you where the hell you're going anyway, whether you like it or not. It's inevitable. So this is about improving the quality of life. Try to understand your type of people. First of all, I must question myself to say that, number one, hell. If you want to improve the quality of your life, it's simple. Call the right man. Go do what the motherfucker say, and he will bless you. You want to improve the quality of your life? Just go do what he tells you, what he required of you to do. Put on the suit and tie. Be palatable to the marketplace. You know what I'm saying? Speak the language. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. Be appeasing to him, and you can get all the fucking shit you want to do. Tell our friends, you know, become the foreman at the pad. You know what I'm saying? Be hard on them, you get the fuck you want to get. This is not about that. This is talking about next step. You see, the next step. You know, I do not advocate of being polite. I mean, if you can make it through the hell, fine. Do what you got to do, guys. This is not about pro-life. Fuck life. You know what I'm saying? I'm pro-death and anti-life. He said, well, let me, yeah. So therefore, I've pretty much completed one of the kids. And if I say, well, fuck life, and I don't give a damn my life, then pretty much anything goes on in my life is a cakewalk. Because I really don't give a damn about it. You know what I'm saying? I'll explain these particular broad terminologies as we go on in this thing, you know, so you don't think this is the ranking and the rating of a lunatic. Don't get me wrong. Some of you are coming in on after a year honest. So it seems like I got myself in. None of them are to in comparison. Put into the not to compare that you in. So what do I say is that it validates what you is. This is to compare those particular things. You know what I'm saying? This is not to compare those things. So, and, you know, my point is I'm not too concerned what you're already into. If you're already into this thing and you still catching hell, you still feel like the world that you're into, I guess you've got some more to do. And I confirm that Jesus Christ died on the cross. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing we need to get these things out of the way. Okay, let's go into this hard concept that's very important at this time. This particular time or what's going on. The first thing I want to give out the for the people who want Oracle. Now, like I told you now, don't nigga look at that nigga. You know, some guy on the street, you know, I've been saying this in the election that came through. I said, you know, I try not to damn fuck with my neighbors or not. I don't want to get to know because you know the damn people, they're going to ask for some shit. You know what I mean? And really, that wouldn't be the bad part, but see, I already know this stuff up in my house. And that skull up in there, and that Jesus Christ, and that skull, and all the damn demons, hell's gonna be loose. You know? I don't get too crazy, because I don't want a nigga stepping up in my house who ain't conscious is on the frequency and all. You know what I'm saying? And, you know. So that's one reason. The other hand, it's interesting because one group was having a yard sale, so I had to go and speak to these fools. I know. the spirit, you know, and I know, you know, I know when a motherfucker's an idiot, when people got flags, you know, and one neighbor got just as much shit up for Halloween as Christmas. She celebrated, you know, she just, you know, just wait. So I have just as much stuff up for Thanksgiving. So anyway, I was up the street and all, and I bought, you had a girl at Fifth Avenue, a car for $5, and a sewing machine, $20, because it was a sister, it was her daughter was in sewing class. Daughter was in sewing class. So I bought a sewing machine for $20 and stuff, and never talked to them before. They've been there, and that Monday, they're going to knock on the door asking me for $4. Asking me for $5. Which is cool, you know. You know, but I'm like, damn, this, you just let me Saturday. You never, I mean, it's, it seemed to me you would wait a minute before you borrow money from a person that you just met. And that might have seemed hard, but I think that's kind of strange. You never talk to a person down the street, and you meet the person on a Saturday, and that Monday you're knocking on the door asking for $5. And it wasn't the money, it's just the principle behind it. But I know some shit was going to jump off. So if a month and a half goes by, I get the fucking $4 back. And with me, that's like the fucking $50. Shit. You never know what $4 can buy. Especially in my household. So anyway, so a month go by and all, and the guy called a month and a half go by, and the guy called last week saying, my wife's going to give you that $4 when she come home. But I need $5. Damn, nigga. You know, I need to borrow $5. I'm saying, well, she's going to go. So wait a minute. It took her fucking a month and a half to give me $4, and she's supposed to pay me it back immediately when her daughter got home. So I'm just trying to say here is, you know, niggas got some shit for you. We've grown savage in the hills of North America. Trust no one. Yeah. Or is it we don't fuck that much? Oh, man. Okay. All right. So what I want to do, I want to give out the sister the honorable, and I'm going to go into some of the stuff, her talent. So I want to give out the honorable for the people that need this. You know what I'm saying? You know, the people that need or are reading or whatever. Her name is Sister Simone. That's all you need to know. Her name is Simone Craig. Anyway, Sister Simone, the number is 2-7-2-9. That's the Sister Simone. You know, get the reading for you people that want to deal with that. No, but like I told you now, fuck wine and go to Niggerville. We're really laughing at your ass. You see, we start growing scales and tails, snakes and tails, and purple and all tails. All right, roll right on. You know that this thing is going to show you some rituals. They just had a blues fest. Everybody saw this thing on PBS. They had a blues fest. It was awesome. They showed, you know. But it was holding up this, they was holding up that black man. They're both, some of those white people were celebrating the most rudimentary form of the black man you could find, you know. The quintessential black man on the street in the particular aspect of rural folks, you see what I'm saying, with no special trimmings. You know, the unmanicured brothers and sisters that we have grown to shame of over the course of years. They were celebrating them because they know they have energy. So you think it was about the blues. They were actually celebrating that particular brother and sister that they have vilified, and you have become, they have also become the butt of all jokes. That's the ritual that was going on. And they were paying homage to people that they stole the music from. You see, they started that with the jazz one in 2001, and they came back with this blues special. Very key to let you know that there's something going on, because everything is everything. If everything is actual everything. Now, a couple of things. Let me get right straight to this thing. First of all, I want to say this and all because they've been showing you rituals. So every now and then they will try to dehumanize our people. And those are rituals. So one of the rituals is to dehumanize Whitney Houston. So they had all this discussion on Whitney Houston about a month ago to dehumanize her because the simple fact, for the mere fact that she stayed with Bobby Brown and took shit and ate crow for all them years, they can't show that. They can't show a situation which is not supposed to make it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's not supposed to make it. They've been trying to break her and Bobby Brown up for the last 10 years. You know? And so as far as they're concerned, they have to dehumanize her. The simple fact is, this is a marriage that has outlasted most marriages of the Brown era tenfold. You know what I'm saying? And every time you look up some Hollywood person that's getting married and getting divorced. So here's some people that truly love each other. You know? And so as a result, he can't live without her and she can't live without him. And they have to destroy that. But one of the other keys here is they really was upset with them going over to Israel to Ben Ami and visiting them, you know, and visiting them, and then all of a sudden, you know, they go to Ariel Sharon because they had them to come over. Because like I said, well, why did they have them, why did they beg for Whitney and them to come over when Whitney and them wasn't even visiting? They're saying because they just bad shape to publicity-wise. Israel wanted to be seen as friends with anybody they can get their hands on. But there was a move that went down, and the brothers over there checked them and told them to be on the lookout for her, even Whitney realized it herself. Now, this has nothing to do with matriarchy, patriarchy, but you got to understand something. She's in the tradition of them Jews over there. So Ariel Sharon, the first thing he does, he sticks out his hand to Whitney, and Whitney steps aside and says, no, fuck that, and gives him Bobby's hand, and Bobby shakes his hand. Now, anybody know that any top rabbi that comes over, you see what I'm saying, the Greek and the protocol, they would not take the woman's hand, they would take the top rabbi's hand. And this has nothing to do with sexism. It has to do with being in a certain house and what they deem appropriate. You see what I'm saying? So she did the right thing when she was decided that Bobby shaked her. And I was like, how dare you, this nigga gets the chance to head of Israel. And, you see what I'm saying, because it was always a part of the protocol when they want to keep black people down is if a black man's woman or a deal in business for him, sometimes he was not allowed to even put his head up and look the white man into the eye. Woman, that's the formal part when you're in war. You got to understand the difference here. So in so many words, she was right to step around and let Bobby, you see what I'm saying, shake his hand. So that was mad about that. But this is when you know they're dehumanizing people when they were going to say, surprisingly, Brown broke down when he went to the wall of Jesus. But we're not getting into this consciousness, but my point here is, if you've been raised that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and you don't know nothing about this particular consciousness, you are faced with the only Jesus you know, why wouldn't he break down and start? You know what I'm saying? It would be an emotional thing. You know what I'm saying? The way that you're out of is through Jesus Christ. What nigga a white person who believes in Jesus break down? So that you can go to church and he went to the meeting wall and broke down and leave on the Israel. He's taking all of his place. But see, that's the thing. The human thing. Surprisingly, Bobby Brown broke down as they say that. These thugs, niggas, don't have an ounce of spirituality. You know what I mean? So if the way they do things to the point where she came in the Jordan, or she got in the Jordan River with a ball. So the guy checked on that and said, well, wait a minute, first of all, this is about Whitney's mother is the one that's real religious. You know, now here, they found Jesus Christ, and she's in the river that Jesus put in. Naturally, she's going to call home and say, guess where to Fred White. She didn't go to T.D. Jakes and all these fucking double agents. You know what I'm saying? And Creflo Dollar and all these damn government agents. She is not a woman. She went, you see what I'm saying, based on something that's outside of Israel when they got instigated a nuclear site. You see what I'm saying? So this is where she, what she says is still another ritual to dehumanize her because she did something that most people wouldn't believe. Whitney Houston ended up more blacker than most damn Negroes. You see what I'm saying? So that's very key on how that whole thing goes about. You see, so here again, that's another ritual. Now, this is the big ritual right here. Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is not a hoax. This is not something where a guy just ups and just wins. You see what I'm saying? And then Gary Coleman could have very well gave him a run for his money. It's not about that. It wasn't about no vote. It was about this. Number one, if you understand the history of the Nazi Party and understand the occult history of the fool society, the burial society, these are the societies that the Nazi Party is the political aspect of, but it's not necessarily the the real potent the society to identify with. In so many words, they had an agenda, and the figure of that agenda was Hitler. But the concept here is their party, the Nazi Party, the Thule Society, or the Viril Society, the society that was headed out of Germany, that a lot of Europe actually was Nazis. You know what I'm saying? The Duke of Windsor, who else was Nazis? The member, Errol Flynn, there was a lot of people and stuff, and they were thinking that Hitler would be the Messiah. There's books about the occult Messiah that I'm called Adolf Hitler, black magician, came out in 1997. Adolf Hitler, black magician, put up by School Press, or you can get the Spear of Destiny, Hidden Cross book, the Spear of Destiny, or you can get the book Arctos, which is a real serious book, Arctos, the Polar Myth, by Jocelyn Godwin, that particular book, Arctos, the Polar Myth, where they deal with this thing. They were looking for a Messiah, an Aryan Messiah from the eugenics society, which Prescott Bush, George Bush's grandfather, was the connection. The eugenics society is an Aryan Messiah that reigned for 1,000 years. The eugenic society had European Austria, which was part of Germany. So it was pure. He believed that it was he was talking about Europeans. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is we got the god Horus, which is, you know, the Egyptian Jesus. Then you get the god Heru, you see what I'm saying, which is the Kemetic form, or Hero in Greek. Heru and Hero in Greek. Now, the last actual hero, according to Hollywood, was on the Schwarzenegger. Everything is a ritual. Because they have been since 1982. That's Conan. He did the Puppet Night in 1978. He did Conan, which was his second movie, which was the one after that, but the one that made it. in 1982 have been grooming her ever since. Now remember, they do this. We're in the process, but they've been, they will have an estimation of things for the wall. That's what they're going to be doing with nothing to do. Here he is, no one. He's a hero because he played heroes in all his movies. Which, most of all of Hollywood represents heroes. Now, you talk about East meets West. Horace is called the God of the East and West. That's the Egyptian Messiah, Heru. The God on the horizon. The horizon being the East and the West, because the horizon is in the East and sunset in the West. So, as a result, Heru or Horus, the Kamite, being a god also of the West, because Horus represents Osiris, reborn. And Osiris is called the Great Westerner. Get that in the Book of the Dead. You can find it in Burgess' Book of the Dead, of God of the West, the Great Westerner. The Great Westerner. Now, so he represents, so Hollywood represents a form of the Messiah as well as the his Eastern European ancestry and his European bloodline represents the Eastern when we talk about white folks. This is very serious. So they've always wanted to have a, he's liked by all people, black and white, but he admitted that he's a Nazi, that he admired Adolf Hitler. He represents all what European society is in its negative aspect. He's a Nazi. He's a racist, a sexist. They call him the Gropinator. The Gropinator. The Gropin motherfucker sitting in his call him the Gropinator. So he's a Nazi. He's a sexist, a racist. He is the Aryan's dream. He is the epitome of what any Klansman was looking for. Remember, it's all tied in. The Ku Klux Klan was founded by the South Carolina Anti-Defamation League. There's a Jew element up in there. The South Carolina Anti-Defamation League, as well as the Scottish White Freemasonry under Southern jurisdiction of Scottish White Freemasonry headed by Albert Pike. Headed by Albert Pike. So we know that the, so we're talking about Canby up in here, which would become the Aryan Nation. You see? Because it was started by the same entity. So he represents the Aryan Messiah in the Greens. Tall, he's got every guy. He's been campaigning because, hell, just look at his movies. Now, the key here is he also represents nonpartisan. He was the first candidate to stand up and win, and behind him, most of the people, the drivers that were behind him, the Democrats. But not only that, Bush came and congratulated him that night by phone, as well as congratulating him by even flying out and meeting with him a week later. Because Bush had a part in his first stock, Bush was a part of the eugenic society. You see, so this represents, in so many ways, their Messiah, their Messiah. Meanwhile, on one particular aspect, because we got to even look past this, on one particular aspect, the Messiah figures or the messianic figures that we would have, especially with the youth, on the same heels of that, they're the demonic and messianic figures, which is the hero, Heru, hero. You see what I'm saying? And that particular one that is the basis of the youth is Kobe Bryant. Now, try to understand this. Now, we know he's a knucklehead, did you know, went off and married the white girl. But you got to look at this thing at a bigger picture. other than Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant is the biggest thing in the NBA. You see what I'm saying? We're talking about up and coming. So the first they had to do was they had to wait till Michael Jordan retired, finally. Now you got to understand the fast song. If this didn't go around, this didn't go down until Michael Jordan retired. You said, why did it have to go down when Michael Jordan retired? Because until they put that Japanese man up in space 2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks ago? Until they put that Chinese man up in space 2 weeks ago, the most amount of people on this planet, the Chinese, the Asians, but mainly the Chinese, they got the most amount of people. You know, they got 1 billion people in Red China alone. So, as far as they were concerned, that the biggest star that would have been the biggest star ever to grace the planet would have been Bruce Lee. I bet he was at death. Can you imagine what it would have been if he left, if he had lived? So that's a conspiracy within itself. But until they put the doggone man up in space, the biggest star of the largest population of the planet was Michael Jordan. Because in the day when they announced that Chinese guy going up in space, which was complete propaganda, they said, well, who was the biggest star in China? They said, Michael Jordan. And before that, it was Michael Jackson. They always got a three-pronged hero. So the biggest star, can you understand, imagine that? If you're a white man that hates black people and lives to hate black people, can you imagine that? You got the most amount of people on the planet. And the biggest star in there, and with millions of Chinese, not including Negroes over here, and the brothers of the continent, was Michael Jordan. So one way they had to make sure that Michael Jordan had retired, because by now you got to understand something. The NBA from the 1990s on back, it was a much, superstars was a dime a dozen. You know, you had damn superstars on every team almost. But what you have now is, we talk about mega stars. You know, one time we talk about Jay, Magic Johnson, Jabbar, Michael Jordan, all them playing in the league at the same time. You know, now the star quality, bar none, you got the two top stars in the NBA, Tim O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. Ain't nobody about it. And the top star to people that is the youth is Kobe Bryant. You understand it, because it's even bigger than the nation. The thing here is they put one particular superstar, they can level the other. So Kobe Bryant represents not only a huge star, but Michael Jordan went to college for 4 years, took another 4 years before he started winning. But he came in, 1984. They didn't win the championship. So what, 1991? Wasn't that it? It was 1991. So my point here is, this boy, he is huge. You see, level another person. So this is a form of a ritual that's going down. Come to find out, anybody heard this? A coach was in Colorado at the same time. He was in there. I didn't know this shit was up. I got it in. We can't take all of it. So Shaquille O'Neal, you see. So, Kobe was there at the same time. Not by mistake. The different kind of big brothers in the state. It had the world was lost ever. No means a thousand. No, that's the law. It has nothing to do with that. They got a right. No means no. The right means the fact.
You know what?
time people was about the Chiefs move. The crowd on fucking TV was dramatic. Melodramatic. If you were law enforcement, you can get fucking fired. If you got a bar, you know that you're going to see you fired. That fucked up morale. You know what I'm saying? That was all contrived. All a part of Hollywood. Everything is Hollywood. So, that is his story. Charles Sutton a couple of times. And then they even had, even in towards the jury, a little boy shooting at the cop. But I thought that Muhammad was the expert marksman. You see, when you go out and see when they went to his army unit, they never see no gun. But the baby at the Pentagon say that he's an expert marksman. He got trained, all right. But it went from the army unit, but on the other hand, we're also talking about MK. He is a government agent, too. But it's not for a rag of holes. So they got this thing going on. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Everything is Hollywood. Kids move crazy. All that shit was set up. Remember now, they did the movie 2 years before called Living Steel. But Chief Moon's crying was all a part of the Hollywood song. Because check this out. Come to find out, you know that cracker will do it, he'll do it. One time he'll do it, one time only. Come to find out, Chief Moon and John Muhammad were in the same fucking army unit together. He knew John Muhammad. Homeboy, both of them, what, Mississippi? Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Both of them was in the same army unit together. Now, what are the fucking odds of some big guy going to be in Tacoma, Washington? He comes in the Maryland and D.C. area, and Chief Moose Black Ass is one of his running partners. People believe in stuff. You know? Chief Moose is the prototypical white one. And then retires afterwards, writes his book. You understand what I'm coming from? In the same army unit, letting you know you don't need to feel for none of them niggas, including John Muhammad, because it's all a part of a Hollywood stuff, part of a ritual. That's going on the way. That's gotten on the way. Meanwhile, here in front of it, can tie those this guy. And I ain't coming for it to get ready to get tied. And fucking Robert Blake ass ain't had a court date yet. He killed his wife for real. You know what I'm saying? But they can try everybody to stop a damn newspaper. Robert Blake is going to kill anybody who wants to die. But we can't understand what's going on is going ritual is going down. Because I know I told you before, one time before, that the same guy who shot Khalid Muhammad was the same guy who trained John Muhammad in the service, you know, not in the service, but in.
I don't know how to sing black, I don't know how to sing white. I know how to sing.
sleeping with a damn thing and won't get a little interested. Going right along. But right off the top of my head, what I'm creating, man, where's the other?
Interesting here because the it's interesting here, but you got it. You got it, but it's
See, those, that's the realm ride on another level. Gotta get in that because we're talking about micro level. So now they are spinning. I need some paper napkins and stuff. Look around and bring that towel. I thought I did. The micro level, they are on the micro level. There's a new methodology that is called nanotechnology. Nanotechnology, and that is because invisible level. And so what you're going to have to understand it is, you're going to have to understand that what we're dealing with at this particular time here is not apparent. Anything that in the microscopic level, that's what is being thought. What is being, and a lot of stuff is going down. Now that means I know too, that is why everything is anti-bacterial. You know, anti-bacterial.
You're going to have to go above the human level. So we'll get into all that.